in our goal to become stronger, more valuable men, to pursue the truth, and to define for ourselves why we believe what we believe, what it is we even believe in the first place, we often find ourselves in the crosshairs of other people and their views of the world. Because a lot of people, myself included in the past, I didn't know what I wanted. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know, today I want to shift away from just relationships, and I think we need to discuss something a little more broad, and I think a little more personal. And so today what we're going to discuss is the courage to be disliked. Now, you might be asking yourself, Austin, what does that even mean, the courage to be disliked? What are you talking about? Well, I think a lot of us, my friends, and I hope I'm not projecting, I doubt it. I think a lot of us can relate on this issue. I think a lot of us, we have a natural desire to be liked, to be loved by whether it's the people around us, the people that we like, whether it's romantically, platonically, etc. Or we just have a natural desire to want to assimilate, to find our group of people and make our lives easier. And if you will pardon me, I'm going to take a drink. I've had a long day. That was a good God. It's so good. Anyways, you know, it's actually really good. You know, I don't usually, you know, on a separate note, guys, I don't usually drink very much, but, you know, Guinness is good stuff, bro. I'm not sponsored. I just thought it was good stuff. You know, long day. It's a way to decompress, honestly, you know, and it's not the most healthiest way and it's not the only way, but you know what? It works for me every once in a while. Anyways, at the end of the day, it all goes back to the courage, having the courage to be disliked. I think a lot of us, we spend a lot of our time trying to get people to like us. We want to impress them. We want to awe them. We want to say, wow, that guy's got something special. That guy's different. I like him. That guy I respect. He's done this. He's done that. I like that guy. I think a lot of us, we have a natural desire to appeal to other people, whether it be because we want their respect. We want to, whether it's in the case of women, we want to have sex with them, or whether it's in the case of other dudes, we want their respect, we want their admiration, we want to feel like we belong somewhere. And I think that's part of the human condition. I think a lot of us, we have a natural desire to want these things, but, you know, I want to take a little bit of a twist on it. I think a lot of us, if we take a step back and we really ask ourselves, do we even care about these people who we're trying to impress? I think a lot of us, if we ask that question, we'll find ourselves in a very different crossroads. I think a lot of us, we don't even understand why we appeal to people or why we want them so desperately to like us. Are there people in your life right now who you want them to think you're cool, you want them to admire you, but you know what? You don't really know why. You know you want them in your life, you know you want to impress them, but you don't really know why. Or maybe you're insecure that you're not good enough, or if you say the wrong thing that they'll judge you, or if you say or do the wrong thing at the wrong time, then there'll be repercussions. My friends, I'll tell you a little personal story that actually happened today, by the way. Part of the reason, hence, why I'm having a little bit of a drink right now. And if you don't like that I'm taking sips on air, well, I'm too damn bad. It's my show. You know, I was having a conversation with my sister and with her best friend. I don't typically go out of my way to talk about the complexities of the universe with people because, number one, they don't ask. And number two, because they end up not being able to handle it. You know, I had a little bit of a disagreement a little while ago. I might have been with Reclaim, actually. He's a great member of the show. I appreciate him very much. He's a strong member of the community. I really respect him. I think it was him. I could be wrong, but I think it was him. That I don't always go out of my way to tell. It was either him or Rise. I forget who. But, you know, I have a lot going on. It's not that I don't care. It's that I get a lot of stuff going on. Anyways, regardless of my excuses, we had a little bit of a disagreement that I don't go out of my way to tell people what I think about the world. Because let's be honest, in the same way that you wouldn't want somebody to go up to you and explain to you why that you should subscribe to their religion, their worldview, their monthly magazine, whatever. People don't like to be solicited like that, right? So why in the world would I do the same thing? I mean, a lot of ways, the truth is in and of itself a kind of religion or cult or whatever you want to call it, because it's not just one avenue. The truth is probably the most erotic thing you could ever encounter. It's better. It's more erotic than most XXX pornography you could find out there today, because it's so hard to find. And when you hear it or when you see it, you're captivated by it. You can't stand not seeing it after that. You want it more. It's the strongest addiction on the planet. And what I realized is the more I interacted with people and the more I gave them my honest opinions and the more I gave it to them the way that a good doctor gives a patient the medicine he needs, whether it tastes good or not, that's what I do with people. And a lot of people, they don't like that. And you know what? That's okay. Why I don't go out of my way to talk about the complexities of the universe, the truths and that between the truth and ideals arguments, but for some reason they solicited my opinion. I forewarned them that I was going to be honest, or if they wanted to have the sugar-coated version, I offered it out of just pure, I'll be nice and considerate. And then it turns out that people will still ask you for the truth, and they will still be upset when you give them the truth. And they'll be like, oh, you know what? I didn't like the way you said that. That's no good. It made me feel bad. Anybody else ever been in that position before?
Oh, hell no.
Anybody ever been in that position where somebody... Sorry, guys, my OBS just crashed on me in the middle of a great topic. What was I talking about again? Oh, yeah, that's right. People will literally ask you for advice. They'll ask you for input. And then they'll get upset when you give them the truth. And you know what? That all kind of came back to me with... And her friend was telling me, hey, you should apologize. And I was like... Apologize for what? I didn't do anything wrong. But again, this all stems back to a lot of people in that situation. They don't want other people to feel bad. They don't want other people to feel uncomfortable. So what they'll do is they'll just, oh, I'm sorry for how I made you feel. You know, my friends, I don't deal in feelings. You don't know why I don't deal in feelings? Because feelings is like entering another person's emotional playground. You can't win. You're never going to be right. You're never going to be anything but wrong, and they're always right. So why in the world would I participate in such a stupid idea? In the same way, my friends, that a lot of people, they want to be liked by people they don't even care that much about. Think about that for a second. In our goal to become stronger, more valuable men, to pursue the truth, and to define for ourselves why we believe what we believe, what it is we even believe in the first place, we often find ourselves in the crosshairs of other people and their views of the world. Because a lot of people, myself included in the past, I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know why I believed what I believed. I just kind of believed it because I thought it was the right thing. If any of you have been in that boat, I can guarantee you have. And yet for some reason, a lot of people, when you question them, they give you like a, it's like talking to an old voice machine where it's like someone doesn't answer the phone and you pick up the phone. It's like going to somebody's voicemail. You go to their voicemail and it's like, hi, this is Amy Smith. Please leave a message after the tone. Beep. And you hear that every single time you call, like, and they don't answer, right? It's the same thing when you ask people certain questions, they'll give you the same answer and you're like, well, why? And they're like, hey, what's that over there? And then they'll change the subject on you. Or they'll pivot and you'll want to go back and they'll be like, ugh, what's the point? They don't know. They don't know why they believe certain things. And that's why, my friends, you know, if you listen to the show, you're not normal. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I think being abnormal is actually an advantage. And the reason I say that is because you look at the average person, the person that maybe you wanted to be in high school, middle school, elementary school, college, maybe if you went to college, you wanted to be somebody who was, oh, I didn't stand out too much. And so you realized the popular people, the people who got the respect, the admiration, the acolytes, they all stood out. They had something different. You learned backwards how the world works. You wanted the respect, you wanted acolytes, and you wanted admiration, and yet you were told to fit in. You were told to stay with the status quo because that was the safe option. But so many of us, we figure out the hard way that we should just do what we want to do, believe what we want to believe, and that's the end of the story. That doesn't mean we're ignorant about it. That means we dissect it. We be who we want to be. and we have receipts for why. We don't just accept what people say at face value. Even if we like it, we don't just accept it. Because then we can't make fun of people who do that, because then that makes us part of it. I don't like hypocrites. It makes me disgusted personally. And so I do my darndest to not be a hypocrite. You know, I don't blame you if you think, hey, Austin, are you the same way off camera that you are on camera? People who know me, they'll know that I am. What you see is what you get. Now, am I always so straightforward and abrasive? Well, no. But usually it's only because I really like these, I've known these people for a long time. Maybe they're married, they invite me over to their house, and I'm like, you know what? This is not the time. It's not the place. Does that mean I'm going to hide it? If they ask me, no. But I'm not going to go out of my way to tell people. And so this all stems to the idea of having the courage to be disliked. If you don't have haters, if you don't have people who want to debate with you, if you don't have anybody who disagrees with you in your life, then you don't really have any convictions. You don't have anything that's worth protecting or anything that's worth believing in my opinion anyway. You know how many people in my life ask me why I do this show? They ask me why I write books. They ask me why I have these strong opinions. And the answer is simple. Because the world is full of people who want to be liked. They want to dance, dab, and dance and boogie around the big issues in the world. They want to pass the buck. They want to just BS and party and everything. And they don't want to actually tackle hard, real issues that affect people's lives every day and in multiple different ways. Most people, they don't want to do that. They don't want to just give you a crybaby story or a motivational speech and then go on about their day and think they made the world a better place. Well, I don't believe that. I think telling people to actively not just go out of their way to be liked by people, who's told you that? How many people have told you, hey, you should go out there and unapologetically believe what you believe, and if anybody tells you that, well, you should accept their view, but, you know, because they could be right, they could be wrong, whatever. How many people have told you to just own who you are, ask hard questions, navigate the complexities of the universe, and if anybody wants to sit there and question and tell you not to do it, you tell them to go to hell? How many people have told you that? Probably not very many. Why? Because most people work for the man. They're a corporate person, 9-to-5er, or they have clients and they want to preserve a certain image. My friends, I don't blame those people for doing that. What I think is sad is that they'll agree with you, they'll agree with me, but then they won't voice it because they're scared. They're afraid of the backlash. They're afraid of the haters. They're afraid of what will happen if they tell the truth, because the truth is very unsavory and distasteful to people who push a certain narrative for money. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How much money do you think there is in lying to people? Answer: all the money you could imagine plus more. And so when you get to the nitty gritty, you gotta ask yourself, well, how do I navigate this, Austin? What do you mean by being disliked? Does that mean I go out of my way to be a jerk to people? No. No, of course not, because that doesn't benefit you. In what capacity does that benefit you? It doesn't. So you don't go out of your way to be a douchebag or a jerk. You just say, hey, you know what? This is what I believe. This is why. And you're not a bad person if you disagree with me. It doesn't necessarily make you wrong, per se. I mean, it might, but it's not guaranteed. Just means that you don't agree with me, and that's fine, and we're not going to agree, and let's move on. For some reason, though, people don't like that. They don't like... What? Disagree with me? What? How dare you disagree with me? You're not supposed to disagree with me. You're supposed to validate what I say. No, I'm not. Where does it say that? You're supposed to validate how I feel about my divorce. You're supposed to validate how I feel about women. You're supposed to validate how I feel about my politics. You're supposed to validate what I feel about my religion. No, I'm not. It's not my job to make you feel good. It's not my job to validate what you say. No, it's not. It's my job to look into why things are the way they are. It's my job to tell you the truth if you ask me. And it's my job to thine own self be true and to not be a hypocrite. That's what I believe in. And yet, for some reason, so many people, they hate that. They want you to just be another Johnny go, you know, happy go lucky guy who just grows with the program, believes, excuse me, all the main story, all the mainstream stuff. Parrot, it'd be like the parrot from the Pirates of the Caribbean, where it's like,
want to play.
They want you to be like that.
Democrats are good. Republicans are good. Women can't mess up.
Like, that's what they want you to do. They want you to just be like that. Whatever the corporate schmucks and the political pawns tell you, that's what you do. The political putzes and then the corporate schmucks, they tell you that, oh, you should go with the alphabet army and the rainbow. Be down for the swirl.
Okay, I like it. It's great. Why? I don't know, but I didn't get told that.
Like, I gotta try to lighten it up somehow. I mean, this is serious stuff we're talking about. This is stuff that people spend their whole lives trying to undo, because when you're a kid, this is all kind of force-fed into you because they want to be a productive member of society. They don't want you to be a menace to society and ask questions. I try to understand the inner workings of government and the social dynamics and the economic, social, political complexities. They don't want you to do that because then you become a threat. Then you become a menace to society. They want you to be a contributing member to society. They want you to just be another Mr. Rogers. Well, we have enough Mr. Rogers in this country. We need more men to be out there and ask hard questions and be an intellectual nomad. That's what we need. And if you listen to the show, you're probably an intellectual nomad. Otherwise, you'd hate my guts and stop listening. Because if you want the classic Republicans good, Democrats bad, marriage is always bad, and all that kind of stuff. Like, look, do I think largely marriage is not beneficial to men? Yeah, it sucks for dudes. Absolutely. But does that mean that all relationships are no good? Not necessarily. No. Does that mean I encourage you to get married? No. But again, relationships are a piece of the pie. Politics are a piece of the pie. Religion is a piece of the pie. We got to look at the bigger picture, my friends. The bigger picture is your life and how you want it to play out. And if you don't carefully analyze each of these pieces of the pie, well, then you can't be shocked that instead of getting the apple pie you wanted, you get a blueberry. Or you get a pumpkin or whatever. You have to be purposeful about what you produce and what you bring about in your life. Otherwise, you have nobody to blame but you. Anyways, my friends, I think I'll stop there for right now. And you let me know what you think. You let me know. Do you have the courage to be disliked? Or do you depend a lot on what other people think and what their opinions are of you? You let me know. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. Ask me any questions, leave your comments. I would love to read them and respond to them. Take care. I'm out. Peace.